Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sophisticated Sports. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Jacob, and today we're going to be delving into a little baseball, something different than what we've done so far this past season. More specifically, the AL East and our predictions, thoughts about the standings, the rosters, and what we think is going to happen with each of those five teams.
Yeah, no, it should be a highly competitive division as usual, but we will see. I'm a Yankees fan, so we'll see.
Right. Daniel's a bit, we'll and I'm a Yankees like. Hater, so yeah, we have both sides.
Great.
Both sides here. Yeah. So it should be pretty unbiased in total, right?
Right, of course.
So why don't we get into it, Daniel? Who do you think is going to finish first in the AL East this year?
If I had to, this is a tough one because I think the Orioles are gonna win the division. But if I was, I expect the Yankees to make the wild card, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Yankees went further in the playoffs than the Orioles did.
Okay,
I think the O's roster is just too good over an 162 game season at this point. Especially with how young they are and who's still coming up. But, you know.
Yeah. I mean, O's have a lot of young talent, especially guys that will probably come up this year, maybe even number one overall prospect they've got. So, you know, there's a lot of things that they could do. I think it's the safe choice, but obviously they did lose in the first round of the playoffs after winning 100 games. So, you know, it's tough. And that could be bad. I mean, they get Jackson Holliday, sorry, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
The number one prospect they have.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Who is young and has been killing it in the minors.
Yeah, he's going to be probably a generational player.
So that's what it looks like. So, I mean, you never know with these guys. And their big move was trading for Corbin Burnes, who had a down year last year, but at his best.
Is a Cy Young talent.
Is a Cy Young talent, which they were lacking that top-level ace last year. You could say that was maybe their biggest weakness.
Yeah, because their bullpen was very solid, especially in the eighth and ninth innings. And obviously, they got a good lineup up and down the roster. So,
yeah, I mean, what do you think of the Orioles' colors, though? More importantly,
the colors.
You know, the orange and black. Do you think it's time for a color change, or?
I don't know about that. I'm a big fan of the Orioles' colors, and I think they match well with Camden Yards.
That's true. Camden Yards. I've never been, but it looks nice on television.
But want to know something cool that I learned over the summer?
What?
Or something interesting? There's actually no Orioles in the United States. Like
really?
The birds.
So where are they?
Yeah. In Mexico.
Really?
Maybe
a Google search might help. Orioles native location.
Maybe they're on
the West Coast. They can be seen in eastern United States as far as west
maybe
as Montana.
I lied.
But they head south during late summer, early fall.
I just like spreading misinformation.
So I guess, did you know you were lying or did you?
No, I don't remember the exact fact, but when I did a study abroad trip in Mexico, and my professor, who's like an ornithologist, like a big bird guy, was like, we don't actually see them much in the U.S. And I was like, wow, because we saw them a bunch in Mexico, but I don't know.
They literally inhabit Maryland.
Okay, I get that. I just looked it up, and they say they're common in the spring and summer, but I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Oh, wait. Despite the male's bright plumage, they are rarely seen. That's pretty.
Okay,
they're there, but they're rare,
there,
you know?
But they're not there.
They were not rare in Mexico. I saw them all the time.
Yeah. Well, all right, so you want to stick with orange and black.
Yes.
And you're going to say that they're first.
Actually, on the topic of jerseys, it's interesting because the Yankees have continued to refuse to wear a City Connect jersey, and I think
I think
every
the
other
jerseys
team
this
in the
year look
major leagues.
terrible.
Yeah,
I
I
don't know if
agree.
you've seen them. They look
I've seen a
like
few.
doo-doo.
Yeah,
So I'm not happy. I
it's
mean, that everyone gets, no matter if you're doing a City Connect or not. But I think the City Connects can be good, but I get why a team like the Yankees wouldn't
Yeah, the
want them.
history.
I'm going to say the Orioles are finishing second.
Oh, who's in
I think they'll
first?
still make the playoffs. I think they're still a great team, but I do think that a lot of the pitchers that played well last year might have some arm fatigue. Even though they got
That's
Corbin
fair.
Burns, which should help, but I'm going to say first, it feels like a Rays type of year, even with
Yeah.
the Wander Franco, let's say,
Right.
news.
Right. Yeah.
They still, just always seem to find a way to at least be in the playoff picture. And I have no doubt in my mind that whoever they call up at shortstop is going to produce just as if they were Wander Franco.
Yeah. So, I mean, my hot take was that I don't think the Rays are going to make the playoffs this year.
Wow.
Yeah,
So.
and I respect the Rays. They're probably, for a small market team with no fan base, they consistently
Well,
perform
fan
well.
base. They just don't go to the
Like
games.
4,000 people.
Well, it's out of the way for apparently it's like a shit stadium that's like an
It
hour out of
is.
the city.
Yeah. It's not
So
close. But still, whatever. But
they're
I
a
don't
small
know.
market team.
They
Yes,
are
for
a small
sure.
market team, but they put all their marbles into Wander Franco. That was like probably their biggest contract that they've handed out over the last decade. And I don't even know if he's going to play another major league game.
He probably
So
should not.
probably
I
won't,
said,
yeah.
but they do have a guy, Junior Caminero, who is a third base slash shortstop. So in that position of Wander Franco, who is the number four prospect of baseball according to MLB Pipeline, and who should be making the majors next year. So a guy like that could feel ready. And
True, true.
they got him in a very raised manner. They traded for him from the Guardians for nothing.
Right, of course.
He was a nobody when they traded for him, and now
Yeah,
he's a top guy.
no,
So, on
yeah.
that
I don't
note, what
know.
do you? Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
Well,
you go.
what do you not like about that? What do you think is missing from that team?
I feel like Kevin Cash is such a great manager, but I think there's just too many holes this year. They don't have a true star player. I mean, like a Rosarena is probably going to be good, even though he wasn't that great as expected last season. Tyler Glasnow they traded, Shane McClanahan injured. Like they need the regardless of whether, like I trust that they're going to have talent on their roster and they're going to find it in random places, but without those ace or like top line hitters, it sort of feels like it's going to be hard to compete against within a division where the Orioles are stacked, the Yankees have so much top line talent, the Red Sox, like Devers is solid, but they're not going to be that great. But you got the Blue Jays with a ton of top line talent also. Like it's I feel like this is the year where something is going to break, and I don't know what it's going to be necessarily, but they could, like, it wouldn't shock me if they suck this year too. Like this could be like a major down year, but they'll be revamped. Like it doesn't take much for them,
Okay.
but I don't
Well,
know. That would be my bold take.
bold take, missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I could see them missing the playoffs. I could see any of these four. I will say the Orioles probably have the best depth, so it'd probably be toughest
Yeah.
for them to miss the playoffs. But just because of I think it should be competitive, especially with the top four teams. I don't think, we'll get to the who we think those are, but. So because of how close it could be, I think you could see a team that maybe deserves to make the playoffs miss it.
True. Or you
So
could potentially see four playoff teams from this
you
division.
could.
Like that wouldn't shock me either.
That would be surprising to me personally.
I mean, yeah, it'd be difficult, but they're also But they're only playing 14 interdivisional games, or like
Yeah, it's
divisional games to
15, I
include
think.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I mean, not that that's a huge change from 19, but that's 12 less games that you're, or 12 plus less games you're playing against your
Yeah.
division, which could be a big deal. I don't know.
Well, one thing that the Rays do have going for them is one of the best color schemes, I think. I think the best color scheme in the division, one of the best. Their dark blue jerseys, I think, are just great.
I feel like I remember their City Connect jerseys last year, and I don't think I liked them, but they do have solid color schemes, I will say.
So, people, and then they got those like rainbow Devil Rays one, the
Those may
throwback
be the ones
classic.
that I didn't think
Really, they're
I liked.
black, and I love them. Nice. Yeah, I can hear you looking them up right now.
I am looking them up
But I'm a big fan of their
currently.
light blue one, the light blue ones. Those
Of
are
course,
great. You
yeah.
see the Devil Ray ones? Those are,
I do see, yeah.
but the
Oh,
black are
yeah.
really, I think they're really
Yeah.
strong.
I'm glad to hear it, because that has a lot of effect on
It
how well
could.
they
It
play.
could. It's
It's true.
a, it's a, you know, well, whatevs. Who knows? Anyways,
Yeah.
so you think Orioles first, I think Rays first, Orioles second. Who do you think is second in this division?
I think the Yankees will find a way and
Yankees will
will
find
finish
a
second in
way.
the division.
Well, what
I
do
have some
you,
bold predictions that are
old
perhaps a little
predictions?
too
A little
optimistic,
too optimistic.
but
All right, maybe I'll have some bold, optimistic for a Yankees hater prediction, but we'll
right.
see. Let's hear
I
them.
think they're one, well, I'll save the best for last, but one, I don't think their pitching situation is as dire as everyone's making it out to be. I
Okay.
think you can trust Gerrit Cole. Rodon, I think, is going to have a bounce back year. Stroman will be fine, like, whatever. Nestor will have a bounce back year. And I think Clark Schmidt is honestly, I really like him. I think he's going to have a really good year. He had some issues at the beginning of last year, but then once he found his sweet spot, which was like five and a third innings, he would go like pretty consistently in the three-ish range for an ERA. And in theory, we should be able to trust the offense. And then, well, I also semi expect them to sign Blake Snell, which I don't know if I love that personally, but I expect them to. I wouldn't be shocked. But then my big prediction is that I think Judge and Soto combined will hit for 100 plus home runs and might
No.
even surpass 110. No, I
No.
really do think so.
There's no way you think that.
I do think so. I
I'm
think
gonna
Judge is gonna I think Judge is gonna have his best year
Judge is
when
gonna
he
have his
gets
best
Judge.
year, which means how many home runs
I
a
think
few
he's gonna
years
hit
ago?
more
What
than
was it? What was
60,
it? It was 62, right?
62 2 years ago. And last year, I'm looking at the stats, he hit 37 in 106 games, which
Yeah.
is the fourth most in the AL,
Right.
and for players that have played 106 games or less.
So Juan Soto has never hit more than 35 home runs in a
Correct.
season. And you
Correct.
think he's hitting what, 50?
No, I think he's hitting. My guess, if I was to put a number on it, I'd probably put him at 42 or 43,
You're
potentially getting closer to
where is this
45.
coming from? What?
I think it's coming from the short porch in right field. I really do think that a lot of he's going to hit a lot of 340-foot home runs. Like, he will hit more home runs than his best year, assuming injury, knock on wood, isn't an issue. But like,
I don't think you can reliably count on a 60 home run season from
I don't,
anybody, even
that's why
Judge.
it's a bold prediction, but
Okay,
we
well,
can come back to
you
this
just
when
said
they
you
combine for
honestly think
100
that it's
home
gonna
runs.
happen. Hold
I
on,
wouldn't, no, I said it was my boldest prediction. Calm down.
you said bold prediction, but then you followed it up with I genuinely think this will
Well, I
happen.
do think it's possible. Like, I
It's
really,
possible, but all right, we'll come back. Maybe I'll look
I think,
stupid.
I hope you do. I really do.
I hope I
I
don't.
think.
I hope the Yankees suck, but
And Judge hitting out of the three spot, I think that he's wanted to hit out of there for like 4 or 5 seasons, and finally they have like the lineup that more so allows for it.
well, who are they going to lead off? I mean,
I think they're having LeMahieu lead off,
they
which
could.
hopefully he plays a little better, but he might also just be like done. Like, I don't know if he's gonna if he's at the point in his
Yeah.
career where he can have like a bounce back season, but I don't know.
I think they're gonna finish. I put them at third. If
Who's
I'm being
second?
the Orioles.
Oh, right.
But I
Like the
don't
Rays.
I can't be that pessimistic, but I'm certainly not, as high
Not
on
as
them
high on
as
them.
you are. I think looking at
I think
the
Volpe also is gonna have a great year. Like he's only gonna improve. And I thought last year at what 210, 220, it was a Gold Glover. I think he needed one of those full years to work it out. And this year he could hit 280. Like it wouldn't really shock me.
Yeah, I mean, top prospect. A lot of times they struggle in the majors.
First
What you
year,
want to
yeah.
see is them turn it on at the second half, which I think he struggled to do
Yeah,
still.
that's
But
true.
you're right. It wouldn't shock me if he was, good to at least, average with the bat and then let everything else he does well, like his glove and his speed, make him
Yeah.
a good player.
Yeah.
But
Borderline potential all-star pick for the year.
I think there are definitely better shortstops.
I agree, but he wouldn't
That's,
be starting.
yeah, maybe. I mean, looking at them, I think Gerrit Cole, long as he's healthy, which he has been his whole career, has been a top five pitcher year in, year out.
Best pitcher in baseball last year.
So,
Yeah. I don't think it is
top shelf
arguable. I
ace.
think he was.
I think I'm not, so sure Rodon all of a sudden is just gonna be good again.
I expect him to. I it's so up in the air because like he was so good with what the A's before.
With the Giants,
Oh, with the Giants, right.
wrong part of California.
Whatever. I feel like he played for them in the past too. Hold on. Let me look up Carlos
I
Rodon.
really doubt that. I think he was on the White Sox first.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways,
It's fine.
he has had injury. That was his biggest concern, his injury
Yeah.
problems his whole career. And that's what came up
And
last year.
I think it
And,
was like chronic back issues. So it
right.
could also
So
be like
I'm not so confident. I think it's more likely that he's just not, a front-end starter anymore, And
I have hope.
I think I reasonably have hope, but I think we're going to find out pretty quickly, what it is. Stroman, who's probably their number three,
Yeah, he is actually.
routinely, pretty much always for the past however many seasons, is really good in the first half, falls off
Yeah.
completely in the second. And him and the New York media are not a good fit,
Yes.
especially on the
From a
Yankees.
Mets fan
I can
perspective.
tell you, if he gets
Yeah.
criticized harshly, which he will when he does not
And
play well,
undoubtedly, yes.
even if he has a great year, he's going to have a few rough starts in there.
Yeah.
And he's not going to like it. And it's going to be a whole thing. And I didn't love the signing for them. I think it makes sense. There's some sense to it, but I think that it's not the right place.
I also agree, but I think it was more of a desperation signing because if
Yeah.
we didn't sign him, we would legitimately have a four-person rotation.
Yeah.
Like you could, there's people that have pitched in the past that are in the minors or need more time to develop or are
Yeah.
long relievers at this point, but
I
I don't know.
do agree with you on Clark Schmidt. I think Schmidt, sorry. I think he was really good at the end of last year, if I'm
He
correct.
was the last 2 months. He was really great.
No. They gave up.
Or yeah, well, he
They
had
gave.
like
Sorry, go ahead.
he would have starts where he'd give up like 8 runs in an inning or something like that, and
Yes.
then surrounded by like 6 starts where he pitched 5 innings and gave up 3 runs, which honestly, for the amount of pitching troubles that the Yankees have had, that is perfectly fine with me. Like I have no issue with that.
Yes. Now, I mean, they did have to give up Clark Schmidt, or not, sorry, Michael King,
That's true. He's
who
going to be really good with the
I
Padres.
think he will. And, for 1 year of Juan Soto, we'll get to that. But
Yeah,
again, this isn't a
that's a
future team.
bet.
This is this year, and I think they did get better. I think Clark Schmidt could end up being their number two because
I
again, I'm
think
not
I
in
think
love
yeah.
with Rodon or Stroman for this season.
I agree. I would, out of our pitchers, I trust him as a number. Like I trust him the most outside of Cole.
And Nestor Cortes, I think he, last year is kind of what he is,
Yeah,
more so than
I
the guy he
know.
was when he was, you know, having really great stats. I think he's that mid four ERA pitcher, you
Yeah,
know,
he's
so.
probably the pitcher I'm most worried about, even more so than Rodon, because when he was an all-star 2 years ago, he was good, he had everything going for him, but he just looked so off last year that I don't know if he's going to be able to refine any of his form.
Bullpen can be fine. You know, Clay
But we have a good
is
bullpen
good.
coach too. Like he
Yeah.
tends to figure things out.
The lineup will be top heavy, but you know, I mean, obviously, when you have Judge and Soto, that's the best 1-2
Yeah.
now. Well, I mean, maybe not the Dodgers have one, but
The Dodgers, yeah.
it's you could
The
definitely
Dodgers
say
have a
it's
one,
Soto
two,
and Judge.
three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stanton, it still just seems like a black hole that they can't do anything
Don't
with.
know. Yeah.
And
Hopefully he has a little production.
I don't think Rizzo is going to be very good.
It's a good defensive first baseman now.
Yeah,
I'll always
but
have that.
you know, it's first base, so it's
Yeah.
not that important. I mean, they're probably a butt better than most behind the plate. With Jose
Yeah.
Trevino, you know, solid above average catcher, and then they have probably LeMahieu, Torres, and then maybe some. You know, they'll have Volpe. And then either
I
Oswaldo
expect,
Cabrera or
yeah.
Peraza, two young guys. I don't think there's much depth at all. I think if Judge gets hurt, this it falls apart really quickly.
I will say, yes, if Judge gets hurt, I think our offense does fall apart. We have other outfielders we can slot in, like
Verdugo,
Trent
but
Grisham
yeah.
and, yeah, Verdugo. But, I expect Torres to have a good year. I expect Volpe to have a good year. I expect Soto and Judge to have good years. And then I think everyone else is sort of a mystery. Hopefully, we have another guy who's productive.
I'll say the one thing that the Yankees do not have going for them is the lack of beards allowed on the roster. I think that there are a lot of players that would play a lot better if they were allowed
Really?
to have beards. Yes.
You think that's the difference maker?
I think it could be Verdugo without his beard is going to be
It
shit.
looks terrible. Yeah.
It is
No, I
going to be
agree.
shit.
I will
Stanton.
say.
Without facial hair, I think that's a big part of it.
How this decline from
Yeah.
59 home runs
Yeah,
and whatever.
I think that is,
That
you
was
know,
it?
that's not
Okay.
nothing. And you know, the colors, well, they're iconic, but they're boring. I'm sorry, they're
They're
boring.
classic.
I don't
It's
love them.
funny.
I
I'm
think they're
taking
muted.
an IR class right now,
Yeah.
international relations, and it's like the basic theories. And there's this guy who, I don't know, I just had the midterm, so I should remember this, but I think it's,
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
it's Graham Allison, I think. And he talks about bureaucratic like organization and standard operating procedures and how my professor brought up a picture of the Yankees and she cold calls people and she was like, "Does anyone know who this is?" And I was like, "That's Anthony Volpe." And then we had to talk about the Yankees for a little while. But also, fun fact, Anthony Volpe's sister goes to my school.
Nice.
But
We shouldn't say
I know,
which,
cool.
so people
I
can't.
know,
Well,
right. I'm
actually,
not
you might
gonna
have just given yourself away
lie.
there because
Oh no, not
that
again.
might be online.
Ah, damn it. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Where's like oh, the standard. Oh, right, we're right. And it was like teams and organizations with such rigid cultures are bad at adaptation, which is something that I find very true with the Yankees. Because personally, I think even though Cashman and Boone, I think are above average general managers and managers who I don't think the Yankees will find better people. I think at a certain point, especially if this year goes poorly, I don't know. I think an institutional, cultural shift is necessary. And we'll see. This year could prove everything wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we could also suck this year. Like, we were 82 and 80 and looked awful for all of last year.
Right. So,
like, there could be a repeat of that for all I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, so those are my 1, 2, and 3, Rays, Orioles, Yankees. I don't know if that's who you have, 1, 2, and 3.
My 1, 2, 3 is probably I had the Orioles, Yankees, and then I probably slot in the Blue Jays.
All right, so let's talk about the Blue Jays, I think.
An interesting team.
Interesting team. I do like their rotation. The top three of Gausman, Berrios. Berrios had a really nice bounce back after multiple bad seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, he only really – yeah, I mean, he was solid with a 3.6 ERA versus, you know, after they traded for him and it was a disaster, it seemed like. But
yeah.
Then I would think, you know, they have Kikuchi, who is whatever. I mean, he's
fine, yeah.
He's high 4 ERA usually. Actually, no, last year he was better than that. He was high 3 ERA, but usually high 4. Alex Manoah was absolute dog water.
Hopefully he'll be better.
Hopefully. His career ERA is 3.3 last year, 5.8. So,
yeah. Sent back down to the minors for a long
time. In the minors. He was bad in the minors as well. So, yeah. You know.
He probably spent a lot of time this offseason working on something with a personal pitching coach.
Yeah. But even without him being great or even good, I still like their rotation. I still think it might be the best in the division. Where I think it falls apart is the lineup, because honestly, I don't really see too much star power here. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, one of my predictions for the Blue Jays, which I think it's possible. I think Bo Bichette's been very good the last couple of years. Last year, I think he led the AL in
batting average. He always leads it in hits, I think.
Yeah, but I think this year he's going to put a lot of things together, and is truly going to emerge as the Blue Jays' like standout player, who is one of the best in the AL, like potentially in the MVP conversation.
I definitely disagree with that. I mean, the knock on him has always been his defense, which at shortstop matters a lot.
True.
He can hit. He definitely can hit. He's always been able to hit. He's a great hitter, especially for a shortstop. But I think the fact that he is probably their best hitter in their lineup is a real issue, because, you know, I mean, maybe Vlad is better, Aguero, but
what do you think happened to Vladdy? Because I don't know.
I think he's just not. I think this is what he is. That's what he's been, except for an aberration of one season. I think. Maybe he's probably a little better than his 780 OPS. But, you know, a lot of water going on there.
I know, I'm washing my hands. You can hear that?
Yeah. Stay clean, you know.
Yes.
Anyone who's listening, please remember to wash your hands.
Yeah, a public service announcement on behalf of Sophisticated Sports.
Yeah, maybe he's a little better than what he did last year, but I don't think he's a superstar. He's also kind of bad at first base, too.
Yes, that is true.
So he might even be more of a DH. I just, you know, I think he's not what he was all hyped up to be. And I think their team is aging. George Springer's getting older.
It's true.
Justin Turner's supposed to be their main DH.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about them is I feel like they always finish in like the 90 and 72 or 88 and 74 range. And I don't really expect that to change this year. So it's more a fact that I think that the Rays and Red Sox are going to be worse than that. I think the Blue Jays are going to be better than the Rays and Red Sox, if that makes sense.
I mean, their starting second baseman is Kevon Biggio, who not great and has not been great much ever. Starting third base is Ikea, who You probably
I
know.
love IKF. Yeah,
Yeah, you love
he's
him.
not
Is
a
he a good hitter?
he's not a, no, he's not that type of level. He shouldn't be. He should be a utility guy, not necessarily a starting second baseman.
They
But
traded for
you know.
Dalton Varsho. They gave up a lot to get him, and his OPS last year was 670. His career average is 710. So not great there. Kevin Kiermaier is also going to start in center. He's a good
Been there
defensive center
forever.
fielder, but he's not a good hitter.
No, it never has been, but it worked for the Rays when they had him a little
But they're
while
not
ago.
the Rays.
That's true, they're not.
They had a really good catcher tandem in Danny Jensen and Alejandro Kirk, who both had not great years. Danny Jensen
True.
was good, but Alejandro Kirk had a really bad
He had
year,
a big down year, yeah.
and Jensen was not as good as he was. So,
Yeah, no, I agree.
but after Jordan Romano, I mean, how many guys in that bullpen are like great, or even that good? I mean, there's some
It's
here
true.
who are good enough, but and Jordan Romano is not a great closer either. He's good, but he's not
And
in
he's
the
sort of
top
on the trade block
Yeah, I
and
just
has been for a little while.
I think their lineup is going to be bad, which is weird to say about this team, but
Yeah.
I think it's going to be bad.
I'm a little more optimistic. I kind of expect them to contend for the third wild card spot, but it's probably like I think the Yankees will be the first wild card. I think the Orioles will win the division, and the it will be close. I think the Blue Jays and Rays will both contend for that third slot, but I think the Blue Jays will finish slightly ahead of the Rays.
Oh, all right. I mean, hot take. I think they need to embrace the red more in their
Really?
logo. Yeah.
Interesting.
I want to see
What, how, why did you come to that determination?
more Canada involvement.
Ah, I see. I see. Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
They're Blue Jays, but they're Canada's team.
That's true.
I don't know. What do
Do
you
you think
think
that?
about their jerseys?
I mean, I don't mind their jerseys. I think they're cool. I think Toronto's a cool city. I went to a Blue
It's
Jays
cold
game there
though.
last summer. It is. It's nice. Do you think the Montreal will ever get a team back?
No.
Because there was a time last year or 2 years ago or something where the Rays were considering
They
doing like
were,
half
and
the
that was
year in
shut down.
Montreal and half the year
That
in.
would be so stupid.
I mean, yes, it would be stupid, but also, like Montreal does have a pretty large fan base, and there the Expos were there for a little while. They have
Yeah,
the Canadians who are
a little while, yeah.
hockey, who are Canada's team for hockey
I mean,
historically.
I think the A's are going to go to Vegas, which I
Yeah,
think would
I
be the
agree.
next choice for a baseball team. Seems
Yeah,
getting
no, I
every
agree.
sport now. Probably will get basketball soon enough.
I wonder where they're all going to play, because how big is the strip like?
Well, they don't have to play on the strip.
But I feel it isn't Allegiant Stadium like on the strip somewhere or like just off of it.
I'm not sure. I've never
And the
been.
Sphere, like the
The
neither have I,
Sphere.
but
Sphere is cool. I want to see this. Imagine playing
yeah,
baseball in there. That'd be sick.
that'd be crazy.
I don't think it could
Owned
work,
by
but.
James Dolan.
Yeah. Well, why would he? He's the Knicks
I
owner.
know, I know.
Why would
The
he
Sphere
do
is
it at the
owned by
Sphere?
him. I don't know.
He owns the Sphere?
Yeah, MSG owns it.
Oh, I did
It's,
not know that.
yeah.
Well,
They're like losing like a ton of money though, since
yeah, but
it's a
it's like a
very
nice
not
landmark.
non-profitable. That's true. And U2 has a residency there.
I hear people, they're like, what is the point of this? Right. Well, what's the point of the Empire State Building or the Statue of
True.
Liberty?
I mean, the
It's
Empire State Building is just an office building.
right, but it's a landmark.
True.
That's what
But
the
they're
Sphere is.
dually functional. True, yeah.
Exactly. Well, the Sphere is also dually functional.
That's
There are
true.
concerts
Concerts,
and
yeah.
events and whatever in there,
Yeah, no, that's fair.
and they make it look funny sometimes, just like
That's
two
true.
little
Like that
faces that look at
blinking
you.
eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, creepy. Very scary.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we both seem to think that this team is going to be last, and that's the Boston Red Sox. Their rotation looks bad. Their rotation looks really, really bad. And that's probably the most important thing when you need to make it through a whole season. Their projected number one is Brian Bello, who is young, who only has basically 1 year's worth of starts, 39, so a little more.
They have Giolito, no?
Giolito, yeah. He's good. He's not great. He's whatever. I mean, mid-4 ERA, mid-4 basically every year except for, like, one. And after that, he got hurt and wasn't the same. So I don't think he's coming back to what he was.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the Red Sox as a whole, like, organizationally are a little confused because they're not bad enough to suck. Yeah, like, they finished just under 500, basically, for the last couple of years. And yet they've made some, like, weird moves, like trading for Giolito. That, remember when they signed Justin Turner after letting go of JD Martinez, like, that, okay. Like,
Trevor Story made no sense.
They gave
sense.
That big contract to Devers, who Devers is great. Like, I think
Devers is good. Players in the AL,
but he's on a huge contract. And
I mean, it works, but if you're going to do that to him, right, why not just give it to Mookie instead?
Exactly.
Who's going to be, and like, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes, agreed. And, like, Yoshida's good too. Like, I think he's a very solid player. It's just like it's just like a random assortment of old guys, young guys.
And Yoshida's not even that great. He's a DH with a 780 OPS. True. You know, that's not
true. He hits for a high batting average. That's right. Like, he's a contact hitter.
They have some young guys who could, you know, impress. Like Jaron Duran, top guy, who did have a really strong year last year.
Yeah.
Half a season, but in that he was good, especially for a center fielder with speed and on defense, you know, good on defense too. So, you know, could be good. Bobby Dalbec has kind of, you know, been back and forth, terrible last year, but barely played in the majors. So they also got Vaughn Grissom from the Braves for Chris Sale, who had a good year a couple years ago but was bad last year. So
that was an interesting trade.
Yeah, I think it made sense for the Red Sox. I think they're starting to move in that direction, but I don't think they want to tank and bottom out.
Yeah, which I don't know at this point. Yeah.
I mean, what they do have going for them is that great Red Sox logo that is a pair of socks.
They're one of baseball's iconic franchises, Fenway.
See, that's how you do icon, Daniel. Not like the Yankees' stoicism, right? You have a pair of socks.
Right.
Be your logo.
Yeah, our logo is stripes.
Exactly.
In stripes.
That's what I'm saying.
People wear stripes. People
Other wear teams socks. Have stripes. How many people? All right, whatever. You know what?
Okay.
Sorry. I like the creativity.
Oh, fine. And then they have those blue and yellow jerseys too, right?
Terrible.
Yeah,
what are they doing?
I agree. I don't know. Sometimes they make sense. Like the Lakers have that jersey, right? That's old Minnesota Lakers jersey that's blue.
Yes, the Minneapolis.
That one's
Lakers.
Cool, yeah.
Well, because that was a team that existed at one point.
Well, no, but I'm pretty sure. What's the history of the Red Sox? Did they?
I don't know.
Weren't they somewhere else, or is that the White Sox? Neither am I.
I don't know. I'm going to look up Red Sox jerseys. Folks, feel free to do this at home. Yeah, okay. This Boston, it's horrible. Come on.
Like, yeah, it's not.
No matter what the history is, it looks doo-doo.
Yes.
I see some jerseys with the names on the back, and why are they even selling that?
I don't know.
$135 for a jersey.
Jerseys are really expensive.
But that's a jersey with a name on the back. The Red Sox don't put names on their backs, or do they?
Yeah. They might actually. I don't know. The Yankees
Well,
don't, to tell you
hold on.
what.
One picture has them with names. Another one has them without it.
I don't know.
Now I'm confused. Whatever. I think they got to pick one. Well, any last thoughts?
Think we covered a lot of bases there.
Maybe
No
we
pun
did. See
intended.
what you did. Oh,
I know. I didn't even catch it until I said it.
well, it's been a bit of a long episode, but that's okay.
You know, yeah, hitting
We
the
get
40-minute mark.
something to look forward to.
Yes, very much so. And we'll be back with probably an NL East one next. I don't know what
Probably.
order we're gonna
Well,
go
who
with,
knows
but
what we're gonna do next week? We
there might
could
be some breaking sports news that we need
maybe
to
breaking
address.
sports news, maybe some more basketball talk after the All-Star break.
Right.
Looking
A
forward to
little,
that.
yeah.
The dunk contest. When is the dunk contest?
It is tonight, I
It's
think.
tonight. All right, I'll be.
I
Oh, but
know.
there's no. We need star players to play in the dunk contest.
I
Honestly,
know. The
it's so
3-point
bad
contest should be good, though.
with Steph and
Yeah, Scoop. But also, like, generally, the people in the 3-point contest, you got Jalen Brunson. Let
Right.
me
When
look
is the
up.
3-point contest?
I think it's all tonight with the
It's
skills
all tonight.
contest, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, skills. Get rid
I
of the
mean,
skills
I just
contest
had to add it in there.
and replace it with some. Remember when Porzingis won the skills contest on the Knicks?
Yes.
That was like the best moment of those 5 years.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah,
horrible. All right. Well, we can. I can find the logistics of
we'll
the.
break this down sometime for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for listening,
Cool.
and
Yeah.
see you next week.
Yep. See you next week.